one image of Jesus. The Lord is a warrior, brave, true, willing to give his life on behalf of others. Nothing selfish about him. He's not grandstanding. He's just here because he cares deeply about your freedom. Another picture of Jesus by way of contrast. I mean, most of us, if you spent any time in church, especially if you grew up through, you know, your childhood years in church, you just think about the men that we hold up as models of Christian maturity in the church. The priests, the pastors, the deacons, the trustees, you know, just the guys that get to make the announcements. I mean, who are they more like? What's going to get you more rewarded? You know, just take corporate America. What's going to get you more rewarded there? What kind of man are they looking for, right? Or the university, or Christian colleges, or that, you know, organizations. Gentle Jesus, meek and mild, right? Pictures of him with like a lamb on his shoulders or children on his knee, right? Mr. Rogers with a beard. Just the nicest guy you could possibly meet. This is far closer to our image of sort of Christian masculinity. Nice men. Nice men. The nicest guy you could ever meet is the model of Christian maturity. Soft men. Guys who never raise their voice. Guys who play cooperative board games. Men who pee sitting down. Let me make a quick distinction here. I want you to understand that kindness is good. That's not what I'm referring to. Jesus is the kindest person you'll ever meet, right? He has the capacity for immense compassion. But he is also fierce. And it's that inability to be both when each is called for that most men feel is missing, that we don't feel like Christian maturity teaches us how to be. And certainly not to develop the warrior heart in us. I mean, most of us feel like we're in that brave heart scene, right? That, yeah, I mean, here it comes. It's coming at me, right? But we have a pitch pipe. That's how prepared for the battle most of us feel, right? Right? I hope they don't get me, you know? It's horrible. It's the world we live in emasculates men, absolutely emasculates them. And unfortunately, a large part of the church does as well. The deep warrior heart that God put within us is that it encouraged, developed, sanctioned, modeled, led into battle. No, no. This emasculating world, we live in a time of almost universal gender confusion.